Hello, everybody. Good evening. Good morning. Welcome to Spirit Life, which is a part of our Life of Quick Equip classes that we're having. And I'm the first one teaching this part. It's a kind of a three-part class where I'll be doing the first four, then Evelyn will be doing the next four, and then Pastor Bev the last four. It's called Spirit Equipped. So we're going to be talking about the spiritual aspect and relationship with the Lord. And I just want to take tonight and talk about, set some foundation on the prophetic, because it's important that you know, even as Life Church has all the three ministries running, it's important that you know what it's about. And so today I'm going to talk about some foundational things, okay? So we're going to open up with a word of prayer. Father, I just thank you tonight for this class. Lord God, I thank you that your saints, Lord God, are willing to be equipped, Father God. That is what your word says, Father God, that the church, the fivefold ministry, is for the equipping of the saints for the work of the ministry. And I just pray today, Lord God, that you would be able to flow, Lord God, and wisdom and knowledge, Father God, and understanding of what you have prepared for us, Father God. So I just thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, in John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, this is the part about Nicodemus. And it's really a perfect way to start this Spirit Equip class. And it talks here, it says, I'm going to be reading out of the Living Bible. It says, after dark one night, a Jewish leader named Nicodemus, a member of the sect of the Pharisees, came for an interview with Jesus. Sir, he said, we all know that God has sent you to teach us. Your miracles are proof enough of this. Jesus replied, with all the earnestness I possess, I tell you this, unless you are born again, you can never get into the kingdom of God. Born again? Exclaimed Nicodemus. What do you mean? How can an old man go back into his mother's womb and be born again? Jesus replied, what I'm telling you so earnestly is this, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Men can only reproduce human life, but the Holy Spirit gives new life from heaven. Okay? So what he was talking about, Nicodemus, he was a teacher, and he was very logical, and he encountered Jesus, and Jesus began to talk to him about the spiritual aspect of himself. And he was saying here how humans, we can only produce humans, right? But spirit produces spirit, amen? And one of the gifts of the Spirit that God gives us is prophecy. And so that is one of our benefits as born-again believers, amen, is to know the Spirit of God. That's one of our benefits, that by the Spirit we can hear God, amen? And as believers, we have so many benefits. And I really am enjoying to this series of classes, the Spirit Life class, because it equips the believer to know what this even means. Like Nicodemus, he was innocently saying this. He was saying, well, how can I go on my mother's womb? It was so unlogical of him. It was not humanly possible for that to happen. But Jesus was telling him about being born by the water and by the Spirit of God. Amen? Amen. And so here we see a teaching point. And that's what we're going to be doing in this class, is teaching you about the spiritual benefits that come, such as the prophetic and such as healing and freedom, the freedom ministries. In Matthew 7:7, it says, and this is a New King James Version, it says, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened to you. And see, all these words, ask, seek, knock, all those things are communicative, amen? So God desires a communication. He desires fellowship. He's God, but he came in a form of a man. He came as Jesus on the earth, amen? And he came as a form of a man to be able to get us to once again communicate with him. Amen. We can see in Genesis with Adam and Eve how they walked with God in the cool of the day. You know, that to me is just so awesome. And that's kind of how I like to live my life too, is that I walk with God in the cool of the day, you know, and even when I'm driving sometimes and the day's not too cool. And so I'll find myself, rah, 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 you know, and then right away I remember, okay, God is with me. And I say, okay, Lord, forgive me. I need an attitude adjustment. And I start singing and I start engaging in the spirit life. Okay. I disengage from the human life and I engage with the spirit life. And I'm just saying that because it's that simple. And I want you to be able to not be afraid in this class. I want you to open up your heart because this is such an awesome benefit. And I really think about Nicodemus and how awesome it was for him. He was a teacher. He was a teacher, a known teacher, and he was able to humble himself and talk with Jesus and say, well, I really don't understand what you're talking about, being born of the Spirit. And on today, I want you to know that Jesus not only came to save us, but he came to connect us back to the Father. We're not just there and just saved, but he also re-engaged us back by the spirit of adoption through Jesus Christ, where we can cry, Abba, Father, amen? Where we can call out and communicate to him. And in this scripture, it says, ask. So what is that? When you ask something, what is required back? A response, amen? And I really, my heart for this for these four classes that I'm teaching is really just to give you some foundation. And how many of you know things don't just end wrong? They don't start right, right? If you start right, it will end right. Amen. And so I just want to kind of give you the basis of this because sometimes we give so much. What's the correct word I want to use? So much attention or magnify prophetic or prophecy. And really it is the believer's benefit or believer's blessing through Jesus Christ to be able to re-engage with God. Amen. So I want you to have that foundation when you think about prophecy because God, when God said, let there be light, what happened? There was light. He prophesied it. He spoke it. And then as he spoke it, it manifested. Amen. Here in this scripture, again, it says ask. So that requires a response, okay? Then seek and you will find. So you have to look sometimes. And then it says knock and the door will be open to you. Amen. So all of this, these are things that are engaged in relationship. Amen. Even seeking, when you are seeking a spouse, or seeking friendship with somebody, you call them, hey, you want to go to movies? You want to do this or that? You're seeking them out, and that's the same thing with the Lord. And you know, the Bible is the sure word of prophecy. The Bible is prophecy. It talks about past, present, and future. Amen. So the Bible is God speaking to us. You know, not just the red letters either. The whole Bible is God speaking to us. Amen. How awesome is that? And that is our DNA as spirit-filled believers. Amen. That we can depend on God in that way, and that this is something that He desires from us, not just a few people, not just to be in a line to get prophesied to. Not to depend on someone else to tell you what God says. It's also for you as a believer to know that you can talk to God and God will talk to you. Amen. In Revelations, it says that the spirit of prophecy is a testimony of Jesus Christ. That's how we know Jesus is still alive because Jesus still speaks today. And the more you invest in a relationship, the more you're going to know. Amen. And when you invest in your relationship with the Lord, I know some people, they invest in their relationship of reading the Bible, and that's good, memorizing scriptures. But there's, you know, the letter killeth and the spirit brings life. Again, you can also legalize the Bible or you can religiousize the Bible, but it's a living word. It's a double-edged sword. It separates the bone from the marrow. It separates the soul from the spirit. Amen. And so when you read the word, it should speak to your spirit. Amen. It should speak to your spirit, and that's why many times we do need to get healing in our heart or get freedom from certain things, because when we read something, we are reading from the panorama in our mind or the filters in our mind through hurt and through rejection or through whatever bondage you might have, and the word, it offends you, and the word makes you feel like, I can never reach that place. But it's not the word that does. Sometimes it's what's in our heart and what's in our mind. And so as we invest in our relationship with God, I love to ask the Lord questions. Sometimes I don't always like the answer, but I do like to ask him questions. And I do like to look for things and try to find things in the word. And that's just how I am. And that's one of the things about my personality. I'm very relational. I like to know things. I like to know different types of people. That's just a part of my relationship of how I am built. And maybe some of you are introverts, you know, and maybe it might be harder for you to find that connection point. But his word is such a strong connection point, because it really is. It is prophecy. It speaks about yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. So I want to encourage you to not go after prophecy per se, but go after that relationship with God. And prophecy will be activated in your life if you do that. Amen. In Matthew 16:13-18, it says, when Jesus came to Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, who are the people saying I am? Well, they replied, some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, some Jeremiah, or one of the other prophets. Then he asked them, what do you think I am? I mean, who do you think I am? Simon Peter answered, the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of the living God. God has blessed you, Simon. Hear that. God has blessed you, Simon, son of Jonah, Jesus said, for my Father in heaven has personally revealed this to you. This is not from any human source. You are Peter, a stone, and upon this rock I will build my church, and all the powers of hell shall not prevail against it. What a powerful statement. Amen. But I want you to really zone in on this scripture. What were Jesus and Peter doing? They were talking. He was engaging. He was engaging Peter, and he asked his disciples, who do they say I am? And they began people started trying to figure out who Jesus was, and they were trying to compare him to Elijah and to Jeremiah, John the Baptist, the other prophets. And let's stop right there and think, why did they think he was a prophet? Because he came speaking for God. Amen. He came speaking for God. He didn't speak on his own accord. He said, I do what my Father does. I say what my Father says. Amen. So that's why they one of the things they did get right, that he was communicating with the Father, because they knew he's got to be a prophet, because he is saying things that the Father has said or is saying. And Jesus commends him and says, God has blessed you, Simon. He said, for my Father in heaven has personally, say with me, personally, revealed this to you. This is not from any human source. Amen. And a lot of times we're always seeking for things that are supernatural and the natural. You know, but here God had revealed this to Peter. You know, if we've seen Peter's personality, he was like one of those guys, you know, that said, oh, I'll do it, I'll try it, and all these things. And we've seen also his weakness when he denied Christ. But I really believe that he really thought he could die for Christ. I really believe that he really thought that he could do it. But when it came down to it, then he realized, you know, it was a lot of zeal. He hadn't yet really connected to his total spiritual identity in Christ at that moment. He was still a disciple. He was still working with Jesus. Jesus was still working with him and discipling him and giving him his identity, as we've seen in the scripture. And it says, my Father in heaven has personally revealed this to you, because this is not of any human source. And then he began after he recognized the identity of who Jesus was. Then immediately Jesus began to tell him who he was. Amen. He began to tell Peter who he was. So there was a maturity, or there was a revelation that Peter received that caused Jesus to release identity to Peter. Amen. And why am I bringing this up? This was actually a prophetic word that Peter was saying. He said, "You are the Son of God." That many people were so afraid that Jesus was going to be the King of the Jews. They were thinking naturally again, okay? They were thinking naturally again. And in the natural, in their human mind, he's going to take over the Jews. He's going to be the King of the Jews. And so much that when he was born, they were killing all the baby boys so Jesus wouldn't be the King of the Jews, the natural. And in the natural, they didn't realize that he's the King of the world, of the earth, okay? Because they were trying to take a spiritual matter and bring it into a natural matter. Amen. So here Jesus, Peter actually is really prophesying, because he said, "My Father in heaven has personally revealed this to you." So that was actually a download from the Father that Peter spoke out and prophesied. Okay. Right here, it doesn't say the prophet Peter, right? He just got an unction by the Spirit to say, "You are the Son of God." Amen. And I'm trying to bring this out so that you can understand, don't look for the prophetic in your logical or humanistic mind. Okay, it's by the Spirit as you communicate with God, because God is Spirit, right? So he speaks to our spirit. Amen. And as we begin to seek God, as we begin to ask God questions, he responds. As we begin to knock at the door, he'll open the door. Amen. But it's something that you have, Paul says, desire the spiritual gifts. Amen. Desire them. Desire to know the spiritual gifts that we have. Amen. Okay. So I encourage you, you know, the spirit life class, I encourage you to understand three things. Understand who God is, understand who Jesus is, and understand who the Holy Spirit is. Okay. We never take one out for the other. They are together. They are a team. Amen. So God, he's our Father and our Creator. Jesus, he's our Savior, Restorer, and Lord. The Holy Spirit, he's a teacher. He's our guide, revealer, and comforter. Amen. So we need the Holy Spirit to reveal spiritual things to us. Amen. Can we agree on that? So as we allow the Holy Spirit to teach us, to guide us, to reveal, and even to comfort us sometimes. Sometimes, I don't know about you, sometimes don't you get frustrated at, you know, you want to hear God about something and it gets frustrating? You know, we need him to comfort us sometimes when that it's not the time yet for God to reveal something to us, you know. How many of you really believe God is good? You know, he is all the fruit of the Spirit. He's patient, he's kind, he's gentle. So we have to understand who God is and allow a moment or a time with God to be able, whatever frustration it is, there is a spiritual comfort for it. There is a spiritual teaching in it, whatever it is. Amen. It's like, I don't know if you've ever asked God a certain thing and you keep going. Some people say this, "Lord, help me to stop doing such and such." And it seems like you got opportunities to do such and such all over the place. He's giving you an opportunity to overcome it. Okay, we think that God's just going to take it away. Okay, daughter, you don't want to do it anymore? You don't want to do this anymore? Okay, I'll take it away. No, it's you. That you have the power inside you. The Holy Spirit lives inside of you. Amen. To overcome those things, amen. And those every time that situation comes, it's another opportunity to take on God's power, to take on the spirit that's inside of you, to allow the Holy Spirit to make us overcomers. Amen. And so it's important that when we are learning about these spiritual gifts, when we're learning about prophecy, to put it in the right context in our spiritual life. Because there's so much new age out there. There's so much super nonsense, I call it, you know, out there that many people think that prophecy is like divination or like tarot card reading or things like that. Those are demonic forces. The prophetic is God speaking his plans and purposes on the earth. And it also reveals identity, just like with Peter. God spoke through Peter. You are the Son, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. So God spoke to him. So what did God do? God spoke purpose. He released purpose on the earth. Amen. And then it brought identity to Peter. See what prophecy should do? Prophecy should bring God's plan and purpose into your life, no matter how much we want to fight it sometimes. You know, because see, God, you have to understand, we've lived our plan and purpose, or how we were raised, or how we were taught, or some of us got jobs because we know we had to provide for our family, and maybe there's other talents there. And so sometimes when God speaks to us, or God releases plans and purposes to us, sometimes it's like, that's not me. Because it's his plan and purpose that he's had for our life. Amen. And so what it does, it releases it. And you know, you don't have to do anything. All you have to do is do just like Mary did. She said, "Let it be unto me what you have spoken, God." You know, it always amazes me about that prophecy that Mary received. You know, because I don't see a bunch of, "What? I need 3 confirmations. I need this." I don't see a lot of things. You know, she just said, "Let it be unto me like you have said." I mean, to me, that's someone that had a relationship with God. That was someone that wasn't even surprised what God was asking her. Just wanted to know, how am I going to do it? And then when the load was offered, when he said, you will be impregnated by what? The Holy Spirit, right? So you don't worry. You don't have to do it in your own self, Mary. I'm going to do this by my Spirit. Amen. So that's why it's important that you don't come, that you know the things of the Spirit, that you don't come with fear. And see, fear comes when you don't have understanding. You know, and I just commend you for taking this class today to be able to learn more about it and understand it, because there's so much, even in the church world, that goes on that is not really glorifying God, is not really bringing the purpose of what prophecy is for. And so, you know, if we know who God is, if we understand his character, as we read his word, when we understand who Jesus is and the Holy Spirit, and we allow them to operate in our life, then it'll be easier. And it should never be at a place where you say, "I had to say it or else the Holy Spirit was going to be mad at me." No, the Holy Spirit is not like that. He's gentle. Amen. He's a gentleman. And so any of those things, sometimes they're hyper, I don't even know what to call it, but it's going over the purpose, and it's not really what God's intent was for man. Okay. In Romans 12:2, it says, "And so, dear brothers, I plead with you to give your bodies to God. Let them be a living sacrifice, holy, the kind he can accept. When you think of what he has done for you, is this too much to ask? Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but be a new and different person with a fresh newness in all you do and think. Then you will learn from your own experience how his ways will really satisfy you." I love this version. This is the Living Bible, because it really breaks it down. And when it talks about be a living sacrifice, be holy, the kind he can accept, when you think of what he's done for you, Is it too much to ask for that? And what he's talking about is your own humanistic self. You have to sacrifice sometimes your thoughts. Sometimes you have to sacrifice even being right sometimes to be able to learn something that God wants to tell us and what God wants to do with us. I didn't have a desire to really, I live in the United States of America, so I didn't really have a big desire to speak Spanish at all, because I live here and I always lived here. And God had wanted me to speak Spanish. I had received a word from the Lord that I would speak Spanish and that I would preach in Spanish. And that wasn't something that I, you know, wanted to do or was desirous of doing, you know. But I said, okay, Lord, if that's what you want to do. And I right away began to speak Spanish and preach in Spanish. And see, that was not on my agenda. That was not something I wanted to do. Because you know what? I didn't even know that part of me. I'm Mexican American. So I should know Spanish. So that was something in me, because I was born Mexican. I was born U.S., but out of a Mexican lineage. And so I didn't know that that was really something inside of me, you know. And so, in fact, I just came from Mexico, and I was like in heaven because I spoke Spanish so well, I wanted to record myself. Because I was speaking so well, like I've never done before. And so it's just amazing that this is something I didn't know I would like until God told me, I want you to do this. And now that I've done this, I like doing it. Okay? See, sometimes we stay in our safety zone, in our logical zone, and that's why we need the prophetic. That's why we need for God to tell us his opinion. He's the creator. He knows the buttons on the remote control. You know, I always tell this story about my granddaughter that when she was like 5 years old, she knew how to use a remote control. If she wasn't home, I couldn't watch TV, you know, because she knew how to use it and I didn't, you know. And so I said, you know what? I am not going to be obsolete in this generation. I'm going to learn how to use this remote control. And she taught me, 5-year-old, you know. And so if you don't open up and if you don't allow, I mean, how to say I have a relationship with God, I have a personal relationship with God, and not know all the things he created you to be. That's why I say he's the one that made the remote control. He knows the buttons in us. He's the one that created it. Unless we read the manual, which is the Bible, we're not going to know all it can do. Amen. You're not going to know all you can do as a believer. You know, I want to encourage you to, with your friends, encourage them to come to this class. Because I think every believer should take spirit life. So that you know the benefit and the DNA, why you've come to Christ. Amen. What are the benefits? What did Jesus do? He did not just die for our sins. Amen. He came to heal the brokenhearted. He came to heal the sick. He came to deliver the captive. Amen. He came to give us life and life abundantly. Amen. And how did he come to do that? Through the gifts of the Spirit. Amen. Through the gifts of the Spirit. And at the bottom of this, it says, do not copy the behavior and customs of this world, but be a new and different person. Say new, different. With a fresh newness in all you do and think. I'm telling you, God used to make me look smart. On jobs, when I was put in places that I didn't know what to do, I just said, Lord, I don't know how to do this. And he would give me the revelation to do it. And even my superiors would say, how did you know how to do that? God showed me how to do it. You know, of course, they huffed and puffed about that. But hey, the work was done. The proof is in the pudding, okay? Take a scoop, okay? Okay. I know it's not that word. Put teen. Okay. All right. But then it says, then say then. Tell your neighbor, said she just said then. You will learn from your own experience. Yeah. Owning. How many want your own experience? Come on, somebody. How his ways will really satisfy you. Don't be afraid to get into this intimate relationship with God. How far do you want to go with God? How far, how deep, how wide, how long do you want to get to know his love? Amen. Well, sometimes you have to lose a little of the control. You got to lose some of that control over your thoughts, over your mind. I'm not saying, because the Bible says reasoning without the Spirit is enmity against God. It didn't say don't reason. It said without the Spirit, then it's enmity against God. So I'm not saying lose your brains, okay? God, that's from God too. Your brains are from God too, just by the way, if you want to share that. You know, and so, you know, but you, if you don't ever ask, if you don't ever knock, if you don't ever seek, and you being here today is a proof of you seeking and knocking at the same time, you know. And so I wanted to share this day today to give you some of the, I want to give you a diving board to go on, because if you don't have the peace, and if you don't start working in a relationship, you're just going to have a lot of head knowledge about the prophetic, and you're not going to really engage in it, have a personal experience, your own experience. And then you will figure out his ways. His ways will really satisfy you. Amen. His way, say his ways. Because we know our ways. We know grandpa's ways. We know grandma's ways. We know daddy, mommy's ways. We know whatever your culture's ways are. But we need to know his way. Amen. His way. So how are you going to know his way? By communication. By hearing his voice. You know, we as a church should not be afraid to hear God's voice. We as a church should not resist it or shut it off and say the word is his voice, which the word is his voice. But there is a personal experience God wants. God is a corporate and he is a personal God. Amen. He's the God of the whole body and he's the God of the toenail. Amen. He wants a personal relationship. Amen. Personal relationship, personal experience. But you have to interject that. Amen. All your prayers don't have to start off, Father God, who made the earth and the universe. No, just, you know, I'm having a really bad day, Father, and I need you right now. I need to get through this thinking pattern. I need to get through this obstacle. Amen. And then no one can never convince you other that God is real and God is alive. Amen. When you know for yourself. Amen. And that's why I always say with the prophetic as well, that you don't just depend on prophecy. That prophecy is going to tell you things you never knew. It will. But should also comfort you in that. Amen. If someone told you God said to sell your house and leave, you better know that that was God speaking. And not just someone saying that God did. Amen. So that's why it's important that you know for yourself. I cannot emphasize it enough. Amen. God sent us his Holy Spirit. Amen. And the word of God says that when the Holy Spirit comes upon us, we will receive power. Amen. And God said, you know, by his Spirit, not by power or by might, but by his Spirit. Amen. And prophecy is one of the gifts of the Spirit. Amen. And prophecy is for the believer and as well as a non-believer. Prophecy is also an awesome evangelistic tool. Amen. But first you got to know the person that's speaking. Amen. How many of you have ever heard? I know that I've heard, because I've been in a lot of different circles of ministry, and I have heard people, when they prophesy, speak about, get your life in order, all these things, and they're basically really religious sayings, and they're not the heart of the Father, because we are in the time where Jesus is here to redeem us. Jesus is here to restore us, that we walk like him on the earth. This is the time of grace and his mercies. Amen. So that's what God's going to speak. Amen. See, in the Old Testament, they called the false prophets the ones that said that there was no judgment. And now in the New Testament, now the prophets that are saying there's judgment, and we're in the time in the dispensation of grace. Amen. Amen. So as we get to know God's voice, as we get to come into a relationship with him, like God desires, he wants that back where personally, when Adam and Eve used to talk to God, but what happened? There was a voice that spoke. Let me give you a verse on that. In Genesis chapter 3, it says, in verse 7, it says, "And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons." They began, they made themselves aprons. And 8, it says, "When the cool evening breeze were blowing, the man and his wife heard the Lord God walking about the garden, so they hid from the Lord among the trees." Then 9, "Then the Lord called to the man and says, 'Where are you?'" Okay. And so all of a sudden they knew God's voice, but they had heard another voice. And they had heard the voice of the serpent. So that was when their eyes were open to evil. And so when God came, they became afraid. Amen. And so those are voices that we have to now discern as well. God's voice, the enemy's voice, and sometimes our own voice. Our own voice that we hear, or that come through our opinions, that come through our thought patterns, the way we were raised and all these things. Amen. And so God desires that re-communion with him. And that comes through the prophetic. Amen. And there's also, prophecy is also used for ministry. And it stays in the place of edification, comfort, and exhort. When, again, God, you have to know who God is. God is a God that sent his only begotten son so that we could have life and life everlasting, right? That's a good guy, don't you think? That's an awesome guy, right? Awesome God, right? So we always have to know that when God speaks, it's going to be edifying. It's going to be exhorting. It's going to be comforting. Amen. I like to explain the word exhorting, because sometimes we think it's pointing the finger. No, exhorting is lifting someone from one place to another. And as a believer, as a spirit-filled believer, that is a gift of the Spirit, amen, for us as believers. So in this 4 weeks that I'll be teaching on the prophetic, I will be covering next week the spirit of prophecy and the gift of prophecy. And I will be explaining those two dimensions there. And then on the third class, I'll be teaching the office of the prophet when someone has a mantle. And this is very important for you to understand these three: the spirit of prophecy, the gift of prophecy, and the office of the prophet. Once you get clarity on that, you will be able to even discern what is from God and what is not. So we need to understand. With all knowledge, get understanding. And so the fourth class, we'll be talking about guidelines and understanding personal prophecy. And we will have prophetic ministry that night for those who would like prophetic ministry. So that is the four classes that I will be teaching. And again, I want to encourage you to bring somebody. Amen. Bring someone, because the more we come into the unity of the faith, as we all come to believe and honor what God has blessed us and gave us as believer, but as believers, isn't that exciting that we can hear God? Isn't that exciting that we're not here alone? That we're not doing things on ourselves? I mean, we want to see the supernatural without getting supernatural. But we have to go beyond what we've been taught and get understanding so we know what belongs to us. Amen. It's the same principle as healing. Amen. You have to know that it really is God's heart for you to be healed. You have to really know that old things are passed away and new things spring forth. I could even say that in my personal life. I have to really believe that I was forgiven. I have to really believe that the mistakes I made are passed away. And now I'm living a new life like we began with, like Nicodemus. I am born again. My spirit is born again. Amen. My spirit now is belongs to God, and God, his spirit, he's with us, and he convicts us, and he talks to us, and he doesn't condemn us. He convicts us. Amen. It's about a relationship with God as spirit-filled believers. It's relational. Amen. It's just relational, like we believe here at Life Church, a real God with real relationship. Amen. Real, say real with me. Real. Amen. Real, you know, and we live in a society where, you know, there's fake nails, fake hair, fake eyelashes. You know, there's so much out there, but, you know, there's real too. Yeah. Amen. There's real. And we want to experience this, God, as believers. We want you to understand your benefit. We don't have to stay somewhere. Can you honestly say when you really get into the Spirit, life is a lot easier? When you take time to speak in tongues or you take time to just worship God, life is easier and better. Amen. But when you stay away from that place, it's like sometimes you even find yourself going back to old ways or old thinking, right? And so when we purpose ourselves to live in the Spirit, amen. When we purpose ourselves to allow God to help us through this, you know, like in Psalms when it says, when I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because the Lord is with me. Amen. I don't feel like that's a funeral Psalms. I think it's the times that sometimes we have to die to ourselves. Sometimes, you know, we've gone through things, but God will get us through them. Amen. And so God, it just wants a relationship with us to help us and guide us here on the earth, and for us, not just for us to be an instrument in someone else's life. Amen. I remember when I was working, I worked with a lot of Hindus, and one time there was a tornado coming, and I've told this story before, but there's some new people here, so act like you didn't hear it before, guys. And there was a tornado coming, and I just was at, what was I going to do? I was just doing my work, and everybody was at the window watching the darkness and everything. And so I was just doing work, and so everybody was running around, and this one of the girls said, Norma, it's coming. What are we going to do? I said, what do you want me to do? You know, and so I stood up, and I was joking. I said, in the name of Jesus, I command the tornado to stop. And the tornado stopped. I was just as surprised as they were, though. And the Hindu lady, you know, they have thousands and thousands of gods, you know. And so, but it was just a magical moment because I was so engrossed in doing my work, really. And I did that, but in my foolishness, God responded. Amen. And see, those are things that are fun to me with God. I am not uptight with God. I love you know, he gives me the supernatural energy to keep going and doing and things like that because my mind is set on him. Amen. My mind is, but you know what? This is years of experience. Okay. This is years of experience walking with him. You know, a lot of times, walking away, and I don't mean into sin or anything, but trying to figure it out my own way. Then I remember he's the way, he's the road, he's the door. And so then I go back, okay, I remember, I got to engage with you. You know, so I really want to encourage you. This class is to really help you to connect with your born-again life, to your life in the Spirit, that we are not alone. Amen. What I've been focusing on right now in this season is a scripture that says, the same power that rose Christ from the dead lives in you. I've been focusing on that. and focusing on that and grabbing a hold to that, because I want to understand that. I want to understand that. And I've been asking God, I want to understand that verse. I want to be able, it's like an insurance policy. I want, you go and see, you know, what's your benefit on there. And you go and redeem or take from that benefit. I said, Lord, help me understand that verse. Help me to be a part of that verse. Help me to know when to execute that power in me. Amen. And so, and I'm just giving you a little tidbit for you to engage in God. You know, in these 4 weeks, begin to start talking to God. Begin to start even reading about Jesus. I read about Jesus differently than I did when I first started. Yeah. Jesus intimidated me before, but now he doesn't. When I read, I'm like, wow, how could you be so cool when you did that? You know, they just wanted to kill you and you just knew when to slip out. And, you know, I read so all the things about him and how he would say things and that are so contrary to what we believe nowadays. Even, you know, to me, one of the things that really amazed me about Jesus is how he told people they were forgiven of their sins. You know, and I look at that, I'm like, wow. You know, and people really got mad at him for that and said, well, what authority does he have? The Father's authority. The Father gave him the authority to do that. This is the same authority God has given us to do that. Amen. So when we engage in a verse like that, to me, when I engage in that verse, to me, it's saying you can stand for someone that doesn't even want forgiveness. You can stand and pray for them, and you can minister to them, and their sins will be forgiven if you stand for them, just like Jesus stood for them. And I'm just trying to provoke your thinking. I'm trying to provoke you to get the word and make it alive to your situation, make it alive to your life. Amen. And once you hear God speaking to you, then when you see people frustrated or people going through something, you're going to be able to desire to ask God to get to for a word for somebody. And that'll bless them, you know. And Paul said, desire the best gifts, desire to prophesy, because when you speak in a known language, people know only God could have showed you that. Amen. But first, I encourage people, first, you get that relationship with him. First, you engage. Make it real to you. Amen. Make it real to you. And then you're able to give it to somebody else. Amen. And it shouldn't just be one or two. The whole body of Christ. I mean, one of the greatest honors that I have had is that my children will allow me to prophesy to them. That's a great honor, because you're so familiar with them. You could add your things on your agenda you want for them. But they know that I fear God enough not to do that. So I just want to encourage you again, please, you know, and even if there's people that can't come, share with them. Because that's our desire, that we can walk Spirit-filled on the earth and just use it in such a sense that will be a benefit to the earth and not a mockery, but a benefit to the earth and to our family and to all those that engage with us. And so on tonight, that was my premise, is just to give you a little bit of foundation of what we're going to do next week. It's going to be very, very exciting next week to even feel the presence. When you start talking about the prophetic, it starts stirring up and it starts manifesting in our lives. And when you're around people that are prophetic, you can feel that presence to hear God. And you'll be pretty surprised. You'll be pretty surprised on how you do hear God. And one of the things that I always give advice to people is, don't try to compare yourself, or don't try to be like someone else that you saw prophesy. Just talk your normal voice, your normal verbiage or vocabulary. Unless God gives you a different word that you don't know, because sometimes I'll be praying for somebody and he'll give me a word that I have to go look up after because I don't even know what it meant. Well, that's bad on me, because I need to practice better vocabulary. So today I just want to pray for you. And I want to encourage you to take these scriptures and look at them. Look at these scriptures and make them alive to you. Make them new to you. Look at that scripture like you never saw before, the one about Peter. Look at that one in a way that you look at it in different versions, and let it speak to you. You know, when Jesus said that, he said, "My Father revealed that to you. My Father revealed that to you." And as soon as he released the word, then Jesus was telling him his identity, who he was. Amen. And know that when God speaks, things are created. And you know, creation obeys God. Creation obeys God. When there's a word spoken over your life, creation has to obey. That's why some doors that you're trying to open, they won't open. Because God said, that's not the way. It's this way. Even though we're sure it's this way. We're sure it's this way. But he knows the end to the beginning. He knows it all. Amen. And that's why a door opens suddenly and you're like, I didn't even want to go through that door. But it opens because that's the way of what he has spoken. Amen. If we really believe the word of God, that no weapon formed against us would prosper, not even the gates of hell could prevail against us. This is the heritage of the children of the Lord. If we really believe that, then all the things we think that are stopping us, they're a matter of two things. One thing that you need to overcome. Number two, that's you have to wait, and you have to wait. Okay? So be encouraged tonight. I know God's going to do some awesome things with you in this class. I wish I could take it, all three of them. And because I think I've never experienced that all three classes are taught together. I think that's such a wholesome and a great thing. So, Father God, I thank you tonight. These are your children. These are your children, and you are our Father, Lord God. And I just pray right now that you become so real to them, Lord, and that they would even invest in this new life, that they're not living it by the flesh, but they're living it by the Spirit, Lord. And you're a good advisor. You're a good director, Lord. You're awesome at prospering and bringing us to doors of success, Lord God. And you're awesome at helping us get the next generation even to a greater place. So I just pray right now, Lord God, that they would begin to seek out, Lord God, all the fears and all the controversy that they may have heard about the prophetic, Lord, that they would just put that underfoot right now and allow themselves to be taught through your word, Father, through your word. And even as you begin to speak to them, Father, I ask that they would even have an experience with you this week, Father God, where that they would find themselves asking you a question and you would respond, or that they would knock and the door would be open, Lord, or that they would seek for something and they would find it, Lord. I believe you're real. You're the real God, Father. And I pray that you continue to give them that desire in the inside of them to know you, Father, to know the ways of your Spirit, Lord. And I thank you for each one of them, Lord. And I pray that they would bring someone, Lord God, so that we would all come into the unity of the faith, Father, and walk in such a precious salvation, walk in such a precious life with you, Lord God. For yours is the kingdom, the glory, the power forever, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you and have a good night. And we see you next week. And be ready for next week. It's going to be fun. God bless you.